Hey y'all, Marcy Martin here with a little Tampax story. One time I went on vacation in the Bahamas with some friends, and of course I got my period. I didn't want anything to stop me from living my best life on my trip, so I was like, why not be brave and try Tampax? Before that, I really just thought tampons were for adults, and I definitely thought they'd be uncomfortable. Guess what, y'all? They really aren't. It might take a few tries, but once it's in right, you shouldn't feel it, which is great. For a better way to period, just add Tampax.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged. I'm so excited you decided to join us. Before we jump in and deep dive into our subject today, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors, plural. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. The customer service is, I can tell you a story of like, oh, geez, maybe it was 2 or 3 years ago where I couldn't get it was an older machine. It wasn't one of the newer machines, but I couldn't get it. And they literally sat on the phone with me for almost an hour trying to problem solve. And eventually we got it. And eventually we needed to get a couple pieces kind of sent, but their customer service. And at that point on, they had a customer for life. So go mention Coach Unplugged or Coach Collins or any of us, and they'll give you $400 off for you. I said it right. $400 off your next purchase. Also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you're looking to become a better basketball coach, you're looking to expand, if you're looking for a mentor, if you're looking for resources, teachhoops.com is the answer. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's better than Netflix because it comes with me. It comes with one-on-one calls. It comes with resources and things to make you a better basketball coach. It has everything that you're going to need in one spot. It has the roadmap set up for you so you know to kind of go tackle other things that you need in order to solve your basketball questions. So go over and check it out. It also helps us pay the bills. So go over and check that out. Also, I said this on a couple other podcasts. We'd love if you go over and check out our other podcast, High School Hoops, the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast, the Funnel Down Defense Podcast. Go over and check those out. I think you'll love those. We love sharing with the world, and leave a 5-star review. Let's head off to the podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to Coach Unplugged. Super excited. This is a big one. Communication, I think, is a really big thing for anybody that wants to be successful. If you only lead by example, then you're a pretty poor leader. That's a Dick DiVenzio quote. I agree. If you can't communicate and you can't get across what you need, it's a problem. You know, players are often too cool to talk. You know, why aren't they talking? First of all, you haven't taught them how to talk. And I think that's really important. Us as coaches want them to set a screen. We better also teach them how to communicate with each other. So that communication aspect is super important. So a couple of things that I think are important. They think they're too cool. I said that. They get tired. If they get tired, it's hard to communicate. So fatigue, was it Vince Lombardi, I think, who said fatigue makes the cowards of all of us? So you can't communicate if you're tired. I think a bigger part is they don't know what to say. So we talk about night communication, NITE. And, you know, I don't want them to yell, don't forget the box out. I want them to communicate. I want them to communicate, remember to box out. So communication falls into categories, but the most important thing I think you can teach them is peer communication, peer coaching and peer communication. So the N is the first thing, and that's name. Okay. It's the sweetest sound. Someone says dad, someone says coach, someone says Steve across the room. I turn my head. Might not be for me, but I turn my head. So we always want to talk about that. We want to talk about their name. Sweetest sound in the language for anybody. You have to use it before instruction or information. So John, remember to box out. John, remember to box out. Then he'll remember what you're trying to communicate. So that's the first thing is the name. Okay. So name comes first. Then information, relative and timely information is so important. So 95% of all information, say what you're doing, say what they should be doing. So again, it's not John, don't forget to box out. You're starting with a negative there. You don't want the negative. You want the positive. John, remember to box out. Great job on this. Okay. So reminders. I tell them two reminders and two positives per minute. So my point guard should always be reminding. My point guard should always be communicating. Remember, hey, great job on that offensive rebound. That was awesome. Hey, John, remember to blah, 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 blah. Okay. So first one is name. Second one is information. Third one is tone. How you say something matters. Leadership isn't yelling. Leadership isn't stomping. Leadership isn't also maybe staying, you know, this tone, but how you say it, the tone of your voice, louder but neutral, not louder but angry is, I think, the way to kind of think of that one. So tone does matter. Tone you have to practice. So yelling after a mess up is wasted breath, you know, and that's been hard for me in my coaching career. I can tell you that. Talk to them that are really close. It's similar to like, if I'm going to scold somebody, I'm going to do it on the side. I'm not going to try to embarrass them. So clear tone, louder, but neutral. And then the last thing is eye contact. It's a form of respect. You know, great coaches demand it. It builds trust. When you're looking at them in the eyes, it builds a specific trust. 93% of all communication is nonverbal. So if you want them, so this is where you're doing the peer coaching. You know, you're having them help each other with small tweaks during practice. You know, maybe your point guard's going over and say, hey, John, remember to box out. Hey, John. But you have to practice this in small groups. So maybe you do a drill and you get them into groups and they each say one positive, one negative. You have to teach them how to communicate with each other. Otherwise, it tends to be so confrontational. So that's what you want to do. You want to knight it when you communicate. You want to teach them. You want to teach your players how to use names, okay? How to give information, how to do it in a proper tone, and how to give eye contact. Because, you know, in the last 3 minutes of the most important game, it's going to matter, and they're going to have to peer coach, and they're going to have to communicate because they're not going to hear you. A quiet gym is a losing gym. You've all heard me say that a million times. It's true. And then the most important thing kind of leading into this communication is people don't necessarily remember what you said. They remember how you make them feel. So that's where that eye contact, that tone, even the name, that's going to make a person feel like, okay, I'm being validated. Someone's trying to help me. That's important. All right. Let me know if you think I missed anything on communication.
Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you love it and you want to support us, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. 14-day free trial as we talk. Subscribe, like, jump up and down, do whatever you got to do. Those Apple podcasts mean a lot to us. I read every one of them. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.